This is Austin Pace with BYU Idaho Radio, and I'm here with Wayne Vitale at Kingdom of Pho. He's the owner, and he runs the establishment. Thanks for having me in today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about you, just you as a person.
Well, me as a person, originally from California. I was in the U.S. military overseas for 5 years. I guess that's where my love for food started, in California, and then definitely being overseas, having everything else under the sun, it was a good fit.
Awesome. Yeah, so I was going to ask you kind of what got you into like just the food business and specifically Vietnamese food.
Well, I never knew that I would do this, to be honest, but I grew up eating Vietnamese food. I had plenty of Vietnamese friends. And then coming to Rexburg a few years back, I was working sales and eating out every day, and I couldn't take it anymore. So quit my job and started a little food shack.
Awesome. So where did the inspiration come from to open Kingdom of Pho?
I wanted fresh food, something that was homemade, that people would hopefully love and be healthy, and be on the healthier end of things. So pretty much those two things, my love for pho and then the need to eat healthy.
Right, so you kind of grew up eating pho, eating Vietnamese food, and you said you were working sales and you got sick of eating out every day, right? Yeah. So what's different here than from in all the other fast food chains in Rexburg?
Right, most of the stuff that we can make from scratch, we do make from scratch. So our pho is made from scratch. There's no bouillon cubes used, paste or powders. We use gluten-free rice noodles. We buy our produce fresh almost every single day. And then as far as that goes, a lot of our sauces are made in-house. We try to keep things on the bigger end, so big bowls of pho, big bowls of rice bowls, lots of meat and proteins. I think that sets us apart pretty much.
So where did you start? Like, tell me a little bit of your journey to be where you're at now here.
I think it was in, oh boy, what year are we, 2024? Mm-hmm. So 2022, 23 we were here, 22, January of 2022. I had quit my job, took the savings that I had, and opened up a little food shack in the Wolf Lighting parking lot. So my wife and I, we bought an 8x12 shed. I started cooking the pho in my kitchen like a month prior, and I didn't get my recipe down until like a day before opening. So our first day of opening, and kind of like the few days that followed after, I realized that our shed wasn't big enough to handle the capacity of everything that was happening. So 2 weeks later, we had another shed, a bigger shed, and ran out of that for a little over a year. Then my wife had the great idea to open up a restaurant, and so we did.
Awesome. So what did that first initial opening day look like? You said you didn't get your pho down until like the night before. So what did that first opening day look like for you guys?
It was crazy. It was crazy. We ran out of pho probably within the first 3 hours. And trying to figure it all out, because I was never in the restaurant industry, or I never even went to chef school or anything like that. I was kind of just doing it off of dumb luck. And luckily, we made it.
So how did you guys get your name out there? Because, I mean, for me, I've never heard of pho until actually coming here to Rexburg. I'd never even heard of it. So how did you guys market your opening day?
I remember doing a little bit of Facebook, some Instagram. Prior to opening, I believe my wife went to all the apartments and dorms that would let us put up flyers or anything, just to tell them that we would be opening. But yeah, not too much aside from that.
So would you say there's like a bigger demand for Vietnamese food here in Rexburg then? Because it seemed like it was a hit if you guys ran out of pho in 3 hours, right?
Yeah. I think we're keeping up with the flow now. Definitely having more, like a roof over our heads and having tables for people to sit.
Mm-hmm. So you started in the shed, and now you're here with a restaurant. So tell me, how did you guys get the space, and what kind of went into opening a restaurant? Because I'm sure it's different from just going out of a shed in a parking lot.
Right. The only thing that was different about it was getting my kitchen set up, renovating the space. Took tons and tons of money to do it, and hoping that our following from the shed would transfer over here and boost more business, essentially get more new customers. And
has it been happening?
Yeah, it has.
So how long has this restaurant been open for?
Since July of last year, so July 2023.
So you're approaching on your 1 year mark. What adjustments have you guys made since opening up?
We've added a little bit more to the menu, streamlined the process a little bit more. Obviously, when it gets busy, it's harder to streamline anything, but we keep up. Adjustment-wise, not too many.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about your menu. I've never heard of pho until coming down here to Rexburg. And I've heard a lot about this place. I haven't tried it yet, so today will be my first time trying it. But tell me a little bit about your menu and what is pho? What is that?
Yeah, so, well, pho is obviously Vietnamese. A lot of Vietnamese cuisine, I don't want to step on any toes, but it is French influenced. So pho, derived from the word fire in French, is feu. But aside from that, you have cardamom, black cardamom, cinnamon bark, yellow rock sugar, coriander, cloves, star anise, onions, and beef bone. That's the base of the broth. Then you have rice noodles and your choice of meats. In other places, they have a lot of different meats, and I'm trying to tailor it to the community here a bit more, but we might expand that option a little later. But we got beef, shrimp, chicken, tofu, fried tofu if you want, and then you can top it with limes, green onions, yellow onions, cilantro, Thai basil, and bean sprouts.
Awesome. So what is the most popular menu item?
I'd say our pho, the beef pho. Yeah, they're original. Everybody seems to go for that for the most part.
So would you say would that be something you recommend for a first timer coming in? Or what would you recommend for somebody that's trying your restaurant for the first time?
If anybody's ever had pho or hasn't tried it, I would try it, definitely. Pho is our number one. Aside from that, everything else is very different, but also very good and savory. We have rice bowls. Again, shrimp, chicken, pork. We have rice plates. Now, this one isn't Vietnamese, it's Korean, but it's just to give some options like bulgogi and some spicy chicken.
Awesome. So you said you guys portion pretty big, right? So what does pricing look like?
Between $15 and tops $20 per item. $15 being around our rice bowl area, and then we do offer a brisket pho sometimes that get it around $19-$20.
Awesome.
But it's loaded.
Right. Okay, so what is your favorite item on the menu?
It'd be the pho. I love pho.
Perfect. So most restaurants, I've done a lot of interviews with restaurants opening up here and in other locations, and usually a local business has their way of giving back to the community, where they've felt inspired to open the restaurant and give back in some way, or they've had some inspiration to opening their local business. So for you, how do you feel that your restaurant, Kingdom of Pho, is giving back to the community of Rexburg?
Big question. aside from just trying to bring variety to our little town. Community-wise, we feed the homeless. A lot of people come. I don't want to say it to put anybody on the spot or put any organizations out there, but if anybody does need help with food, for example, we have plenty of it. So, come in. Do what you can, we'll help you out.
Right. And how have you been able to do that so far with opening your restaurant?
we've just been able to grow our, or the ability to do so even more. But that's about all I can say on it.
You guys have a social media presence. You talked a little bit about that. Where can people find you on social media?
That's a good question for my wife. But if I'm not mistaken, it's The Kingdom of Pho, probably with periods in between for our Instagram or Kingdom of Pho on Facebook.
Perfect. And how has opening the restaurant, I guess, helped you grow your relationship more with your wife and with your family? How is that? How has the restaurant kind of brought you guys together?
Well, luckily, the space is big enough. We have a second part to the restaurant that has a play place. It's not completely done up yet, but there's plenty of toys there. And sometimes our friends or other customers come and drop their kids off to play in there while they eat. And so for the most part, it's their big playroom, so they get to stay around more often and I can see them and spend some time with them.
Right. So would you say this is more of like a community rather than just a restaurant?
Correct. Yeah, definitely.
So how have you been able to, I guess, target that audience of making this more of a community instead of just a place where you come, eat, and leave?
For the most part, I try to talk to my customers and returning customers. We've built reports. Some I've even hung out with after work, and if there's anything that either of us need help with, I'm sure, you know, just like the tight-knit community we are, we'd be there for each other.
Well, hey, thank you so much for letting me come in and do this interview. I really do appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much.